Good morning. This is YTN News. New Prime Minister Chris Hipkins has paid tribute to veteran Māori activist Te Tawhai Hauruwera, who died early yesterday, aged 90. Mrs. Hauruwera was at the forefront of Māori advocacy for more than half a century, not only through protests like the Māori Land March to Matakite and the Waitangi Action Committee, but also working through organisations like the Auckland District Māori Council and the New Zealand Māori Council. Mr. Hipkins says in recent years she's played a significant role in changes to how Waitangi Day is commemorated.
There will be a lot of Kiwis who didn't agree with Te Tawhai Hauruwera, but no one could doubt her passion and her sincerity and her commitment to Māori, particularly to urban Māori.
Mr. Hipkins extended his condolences and aloha to the Hauruwera whānau. Te Tawhai will be taken today to Laiatuani Waititi Marae in West Auckland. A National Party candidate is defending leader Chris Luxon from criticism of his attack on co-governance at Oratana. Greens co-leader Marama Davidson says Mr. Luxon trampled all over the articles of Te Tiriti with his speech ruling out Māori being involved in any partnership to do with public services like health, education, justice and water infrastructure. Dale Stevens, who's standing in Christchurch Central, says that view is misplaced.
The whole day has been presented as the start of the political year, and in fact, Rahui Papa, who spoke first, very clearly was one of a number of people who were discussing co-governance and what was National's view on it. So I think, firstly, I think for Christopher to reply was appropriate because the taki was put down.
Dale Stevens, he says what's called co-governance in National's treaty settlements is actually co-management of specific areas, as National is comfortable with that. And Te Mātāwā is on a nationwide roadshow to encourage new Rōpū to take up the Māori language journey. Co-chair Bernie O'Donnell says in the past, the organisation, which was set up to promote and financially support Te Reo Māori uptake from the Māori side of the Crown Māori Partnership, is focused on hapū and iwi-led groups. It also has a responsibility to Māori communities that don't fit into traditional categories.
All those opportunities in hapuri give us an opportunity to engage with our stakeholders, as we call them under Te Reo Tukutuku, to encourage them to prepare themselves for funding. And that's what we're doing with our roadshow throughout the next 2 weeks.
Te Reo Tukutuku roadshow kicked off at Hamilton's Kirikiri Rō Marae and Hwani Waititi Marae in West Auckland's Hwani Waititi, and it will be at Ngā Hauwe Whā in Christchurch Aupōpō and at Pendennis in Wellington on Monday. And e hoa mā, that's YTN News, which you'll always find on ytnnews.com.